It's time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
If it's Wednesday, it's the day the Senate finally deals with voting rights, though it'll look very different from 2006 when the Senate reauthorized the 1965 Voting Rights Act 98-0 for 25 years. So what's happening now? Well, in 2013, the Supreme Court ruled in Shelby County versus Holder, a case challenging the constitutionality of two provisions of the Voting Rights Act of 1965. Section 5, which required certain states and local governments to obtain federal preclearance before implementing any changes to their voting laws or practices. And Section 4B, which contains the coverage formula that determined which jurisdictions would be subject to the preclearance based on their histories of discrimination in voting. Well, that court ruled 5-4 that Section 4B was unconstitutional because the coverage formula was based on data over 40 years old, making it no longer responsive to current needs and therefore an impermissible burden on the constitutional principles of federalism and equal sovereignty of the states. The court did not strike down Section 5, but without Section 4B, no jurisdiction would be subject to Section 5 preclearance unless Congress enacts a new coverage formula. Since that ruling, several states controlled by Republicans have enacted even more restrictions on such things as mail-in voting and early voting in the name of election security, all measures that Democrats fear would affect turnout, especially in battleground states. In response, Democrats are considering measures to counter these restrictions, including making Election Day a federal holiday, setting minimum national standards for voting by mail. But as of now, the Democrats don't have the votes to break the Republican filibuster and pass the legislation. Thank you, Senators Manchin and Sinema. But they're making the effort. So on Tuesday, the Senate debated voting rights, setting up a vote on the package for today, Wednesday. Under current Senate rules, Democrats need a supermajority of 60 votes to stop the Republican filibuster, but they don't have them. All 50 Senate Republicans oppose the legislation. The Democrats would need every member of their caucus to change the filibuster rules to advance the bill with a simple 51-vote majority. But Manchinema, both Manchin and Sinema oppose any change to the filibuster rule. It makes no sense. Though Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell likes it, he said on Tuesday that any attempt by Democrats to circumvent the filibuster to pass their voting rights legislation will not be, quote, cost-free, even if it fails, he said. Okay, so covidtests.gov is now live. That's where you go to order free COVID-19 tests. Each household is eligible to get 4 tests per month. They'll be shipped directly to homes within 7 to 12 days. The Biden administration said they're also making 400 million N95 masks available to Americans for free beginning next week. Those will be coming from the Strategic National Stockpile. They're expected to be available at some local pharmacies and community health centers. Meanwhile, the White House also announced Tuesday that the U.S. Department of Education has completed distribution of $122 billion in school COVID-19 relief funding to the states. The House Select Committee investigating the January 6th attack on the U.S. Capitol has subpoenaed and obtained records of phone numbers associated with Eric Trump and Kimberly Guilfoyle. She's engaged to Don Jr. It appears to be the first time the committee has issued a subpoena targeting direct members of the Trump family, marking a significant escalation of the investigation into the former guy's role in the insurrection. The records obtained by the committee show incoming and outgoing calls and the call's date, time, and length. The records also show a log of text messages, but no substance or any content of the messages. Such information can be a critical investigative tool for the committee in piecing together a roadmap of who was communicating before, during, and after the events of January 6th. But wait, there's more. The committee on Tuesday also subpoenaed Rudy Giuliani, Sidney Powell, Jenna Ellis, and Boris Epstein, all of whom defended the former guy's baseless claims of voter fraud in the 2020 elections. The chair of the January 6th Select Committee, Benny Thompson, said in a statement that, quote, the four individuals we subpoenaed advance unsupported theories about election fraud, pushed efforts to overturn the election result, or were in direct contact with the former president about attempts to stop the counting of electoral votes. Giuliani, Ellis, and Powell all claimed in a news conference at Republican National Committee headquarters in November of 2020 that Trump had been the victim of centralized voter fraud. What? Giuliani and Powell did not immediately comment on the subpoenas. But wait, there's still more. The office of New York's Attorney General Letitia James says it needs the testimony of the former guy and two of his adult children to determine their knowledge of what investigators say they have identified as numerous, quote, misleading statements and omissions in the Trump Organization's tax submissions and financial statements that they used to obtain loans. In a court filing on Tuesday, investigators stated the office, quote, intends to make a final determination about who is responsible for those misstatements and omissions. The Attorney General's office emphasized that it is zeroing in on mischaracterized assets, misstatements about the processes Trump and his associates used to reach valuations, and even the size of his Trump Tower penthouse. Interestingly, James had subpoenaed Trump back in December and Don Jr. and Ivanka earlier this month. Tuesday's motion was in opposition to the Trump's attempts to quash those subpoenas. James said her office had, quote, uncovered significant evidence of the phony valuations, including tripling the value of Trump's own apartment in Trump Tower. James said the Trumps must comply because, quote, nobody can pick and choose if and how the law applies to them. And that's just a bit of what's news for now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and the Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider making a contribution. My work is fully listener-supported, and I can't do it without your help. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com, and please click on that donate button.